Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jim Ainsworth. Of course, many of you know Jim as an author, but he also was a longtime certified financial planner and still keeps up with things having to do with the financial world. Jim, you sent me an article called The Janitor Who Left an $8 Million Estate. This is about a man named Ronald Reed who lived in a little town in Vermont, died at 92. Had worked 25 years at a gas station and 17 years as a janitor at a department store and died with an estate of $8 million.
Yes, and his situation is fairly unusual, but it's not all is not as unusual as you might think. I had when I had a CPA firm and a financial planning practice, I learned so much from my clients, and I found that you didn't necessarily you certainly couldn't judge whether someone was wealthy by the car they drove. It was a lot of times. I remember going to a young middle aged couple. I thought they were old at the time. They were middle aged, but when I went to see them at their house in one of the small towns around here, actually in Pecan Gap, Texas, they're no longer with us, so I can say that. But they had what we would call jumbo CDs in every bank in three counties. But they lived in a small two-bedroom house, and they just saved. And I think the lesson there is I think a lot of people take the wrong lesson from that. Just like this janitor, he didn't have much other than he just had $8 million. He lived frugally, gathered his own firewood, but people think, well, I don't want to live like that. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I don't either. But you don't have to live like that. You can accumulate, say, half that much and still live very well.
Right.
And the management of money and the enjoyment of money are not mutually exclusive.
That was one of the points that was made in that article, is that the question was raised, you know, is it wise never to enjoy the fruits of your success? And for most people, they would say no, that you should be able to enjoy that.
Yes, I think you definitely should be able to enjoy it, although I don't take anything away from those people who especially if their parents were Depression-era parents, mm-hmm. or if they were Depression-era kids or whatever, they can't enjoy it, and that's kind of sad. But this guy, for example, left all his money to the library and a hospital. So which is great. But some people just if you don't want to go so far, you can't spend any money.
The psychology, I think, there, and I think you're probably right. The Depression did have something to do with this.
Absolutely.
My grandmother told me many stories about the Depression when I was growing up, and I think the mentality is, the psychology is, I have to be able to take care of myself.
Yes, yes.
And I'm so concerned with that, nothing else really.
Yes, and I have some of that because we were poor when I was growing up, so I have this shortage mentality, mm-hmm. and so I also have a very strong sense of wanting to be self-sustaining and self-control and not having to depend on anyone, and so I'll do without some things, but I don't do without. Like this guy, I try to enjoy what I can, and try to. The key thing is to find balance.
Right.
Not overdo it either way.
We're talking with Jim Ainsworth, and Jim has been a longtime certified financial planner. And we're talking about this article, The Janitor Who Left an $8 Million Estate. And I believe you told me there's a book on this.
There's a book similar, not on this, but there's a book very similar to this called A Millionaire Next Door. And it goes into details about, and it was very big, very, very popular when it came out back in the, I think, 90s. And because told things that people didn't realize that people who really were rich, you couldn't tell by looking, mm-hmm. and because they did without the basic fundamentals.
This particular gentleman, he invested in the stock market. He picked his own stocks. He mostly went with conservative blue chip stocks, nothing fancy, nothing mm-hmm. flashy. Mm-hmm. Reinvested his dividends. There's a pretty basic fundamental approach here.
It really was, and most people were afraid of stocks, probably when he was buying them, and that was worked to his benefit. So because he made some money on, and he did, and I would have done some things differently than he did, but it worked for him. So you can't criticize a guy that built $8 million when he never had a good paying job. But he was patient, and that's a lot of things. Used to tell people when you invest in, say, a stock or mutual funds, it takes two things, time and patience, and so you have to do both.
He was very broadly diversified.
Yes. He didn't try to catch trends. He didn't try to time the market. I know Warren Buffett says, "What's your holding period for stocks?" And he says, "Forever." And that works because you don't have to, when you're trading all the time, you have to pay tax on those gains. And if a guy's holding his stocks, he can have those gains and never pay taxes on them. So this fellow reinvested the dividends. He bought dividend-paying stocks, which makes sense. And I like dividend-paying stocks because if it doesn't grow up in value, at least you're getting some dividends.
And then he reinvested the dividends.
He reinvested the dividends, and the power of compounding worked in his favor, so everything.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Good. Jim Ainsworth, and Jim as an author, but also he's a longtime certified financial planner. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.